train via the LIRR, going to the city that isn't too far. The view I see in front of me is chilling, the legendary skyline with all the tall buildings. My train stops, and to my elation, I finally arrived at Penn Station. Time to roam free like a kid in a candy store. Time to roam around the city that keeps me wanting more. Where to start out first is always a decision. Gotta plan on my route with fine precision. Start off in a burrow and work my way in. Wish I could split up like cell division. Start off in a place that I call my second home. The burrow that sounds like ladies in their throne. I can go on and on about a story on back, but I already wrote a song about it. Listen to the track. Starving in Williamsburg to continue my day. The hipsters walking around in their skinny jeans. The Hasinovishpoha Gage Fatsun. Bender Park slope for a veggie notch. The buildings are old, but the town has panache. Now as much as I want to stay put, time to go to Manhattan via the Williamsburg Bridge on foot. Taking the walking path and staying within the line. I look above me, I'm amused by sign. It's official and true, it's the New York spirit within. It says, "Oy vey, now you leave in Brooklyn." I make my way to the Lower East Side. It has an aura that gentrification can't hide. The immigrants built the city's progress. The tenement buildings are old, but the history is priceless. Stop at the market to get some local flair. Continue past Flatiron, Midtown, and Moreland to Central Park and all its allure. My favorite part is that lovely pond where all the ducks and geese have a playful bond. And the turtles crawl up on the rocks and relax outside. They've got the right idea, they've got their pride. Then I walk through the trees and the many greens. With all the cement in the city, this is something we really need. Then there's another pond where you can rent a canoe. Relax from the city life and daydream for a few. And if you're a Beatles fan like I am, you'll make your way towards the direction of Amsterdam. Towards the Dakota building at 72nd, walk to Strawberry Fields to admire a legend. That's hard to decide. It's whether or not to go to the Upper East or West Side. The East is new money with its luxury stores. The West is old money with museums galore. Forget it, I'll walk up to Morningside Heights to look at the one-of-a-kind architectural sites like the Cathedral of St. John the Divine and his statue of Duke Ellington next to his Steinway. Finally, I'll go to my last destination, the site of the baseball team sensation. The Bronx Bombers and their swanky new pad. Yankee Stadium is hopping with fans cheering mad. But with baseball, I have to be fair. With my old family trips, I couldn't help but stare on the lights on what's now known as Old Shea. For me, the memories of that can't go away. But anyway, back to what I was saying. Running around New York City, doing New York City plan. And hours after the sun sets, I realize that this is as great as life gets. Though I should go back to my house on Long Island, relax for my senses that were heightened. But not to worry, this track isn't far. I can always make a trip on the LIRR. Sorry if my reminiscing is a little long, but I had to put my love for New York in a song. It's not the first and it's not the last. What can I say? The city's a blast. I have so much love for the city, you might think I'm crazy. I have so many memories, but none of them are hazy. I speak well for a city that deserves much praise. All of New York in my heart, for forever and always.